me now.
Welcome into another great edition of The Game Plan. I am Jeremy, the Impact. You're here to tell you all about the last 2 weeks, actually, of college football. Especially all the bowl games and all the other fun things that were going on. Welcome in. Special early morning. Not really early, I guess. Special morning. Midday show here. For The Game Plan. We will obviously talk Georgia State Panthers here in a minute. But I want to start with the Celebration Bowl. I was able to attend the Celebration Bowl. I had a fantastic time. What a great event this was. Forget the score. I'll get into the score in a minute. And it's hard to forget it. But these... Alcorn State, the Braves, and the Aggies of North Carolina A&T played a fantastic game. Everybody involved, like I said, it's a fantastic event. Celebration Bowl, it is a celebration of historic black colleges and universities. It took place at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Finally got to see parts of that stadium I have not got to see yet. That is... Wow, Arthur, you built yourself a heck of a palace there. That is a great, great venue. We were all over it. All the way to the press conferences to where, you know, even the losing coach was in a pretty, you know, he didn't like that he lost, but he wasn't in the world's worst mood. But overall, I hope... You know, it just depends on if Kennesaw State is how far they are into the playoffs next year, because I definitely believe they will be in them. It depends on when Georgia State will be playing their bowl game, because I absolutely think that's going to happen. I would love to cover Celebration Bowls from here on out. They're just fantastic events. Everybody, just to see all the colors and the support, and this was the only bowl game featuring two FCS teams, and just like I said, just a fantastic event. I'm gonna get a little more into the action now. If you get a chance to go back and watch, to be a part of any of this, do it. It's like I said, it's just a wonderful event. I very much enjoyed myself. I think even if I'd watched it on TV, I would have had a good time. But I want to get a little more into it. Now, obviously, North Carolina A&T did pick up the victory. The Aggies, they scored 64 points. The Alcorn State Braves scored 44. Yep, that's a total of 108 points. I think I've been to multiple games, two or three games at a time, that didn't score that many points. 108 points were put on the board. It was back and forth. The Pac-12, somebody said, well, it's like a Pac-12 game. No, the Pac-12 wishes they could do the things these teams were doing. It's not one of those, well, the defenses weren't playing. No, the defenses were playing good. These offenses were just rolling. Let's start with Alcorn State. Quarterback for Alcorn State. By the way, these cards that they gave us with all the team information and all the players and everything are, I'll take a picture of it. It is the most fantastic card I've ever seen. This is just incredible. But Felix Harper, the redshirt junior from Fairburn, he ended up 25 for 42 for 341 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception. He also rushed, had nine carries for 12 yards and two touchdowns. Fantastic player. Uh, Deshaun Waller ended up with 59 yards and a touchdown. Nico Duffy, the freshman Nico Duffy, ended up with 48 total yards there. A lot of air yards. We're about to get into that. Chris Blair, the senior out of Louisville, Mississippi. I did not know there was a Louisville, Mississippi up until Chris Blair started showing out. 7 receptions, 150 yards, and a touchdown. Radarius Anderson, the senior out of Oakland, Tennessee. I did know there was an Oakland in Tennessee. 8 carries for 85 yards and a touchdown. LaCharles Pringle, 6 carries, 66 yards. Juwan Anthony Jr. had a big catch. So did Nigel Wood, the tight end. And Waller got a few as well. Or a big one. Just overall, those were huge numbers, you know? Just huge numbers. In fact, let me see if I can find those defensive numbers. Can I find them? There were some big stops on there. Between Kobe Wren, Daryl Henderson, Chris Monroe, and Chris Hart, they definitely kept the pressure up front going for Alcorn State on the defensive side of the ball. Damon Anderson, Solomon Muhammad, and Juwan Taylor doing everything they could do as well. And Quintero Cole, really, really good free safety. Let's move over to North Carolina A&T. Of course, they are the Aggies. And for those of you who ask, yeah, a lot of people said that, or a couple people asked, the closing video that I did from the stadium, they said, hey, is this more about you or more about the game? And, well, my show, it was more about me. But here's why it was more about me. When I do post-game media work, especially live videos, time and space is usually pretty limited. They are usually trying to clear out by the time we get out of the press conference, especially after a ball game. Time is definitely limited. They are trying to clean it up. At this point, they were trying to clean up the lines in the field so that they could put the Falcons logos down for the following day at the time that was happening. So, yeah, instead of getting deep into a review, which is what I'm doing now, a lot of times I will just do a quick one and know that the following week's show that we'll do the deeper dive. I do appreciate the comment and then the question there. I didn't take it as a slight or nothing like that. I know you didn't mean it that way. So, I just figured I would explain that part of why I did talk about my journey at that point was, for one, I was caught up in the moment of it being really cool. And two, yeah, time and space was limited, and I knew I had limited time in what I could say and do while I was on the field. So that's usually what happens on the post. That's why the other ones sometimes are a little longer, a little more elaborate. It's because just time and space is limited. But all right, let's get into the Aggies. I'm here to tell you. Khalil Carter, you know, I think he wrecked his knee the year before and didn't get to play. He played in this one. Khalil Carter, 18 for 30, 364 yards, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. Just incredible. He also ran for 96 yards. But if we're going to talk about running, we got to talk about Jamaine Martin. 15 carries for 110 yards. He had to grind those out, man. They were on him. Their number one purpose, the Alcorn State number one purpose was to stop Jameen Martin, and he still ended up with 110 yards and two touchdowns. Fetty also had some pretty good runs, got some out there, along with Willie Simpson on the receiving side, because, yeah, we got to count for those yards somewhere, right? Corey Banks, that's Corey with a K, six catches for 122 yards and two touchdowns. Zachary Leslie with four catches, 81 yards and a touchdown. Elijah Bell, two catches, 73 yards, two touchdowns. Where's the other guy? I guess Ron Hunt, the senior out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Ron had one big catch for 43 yards and a touchdown. It was a damn beauty. Yeah, Quinzel Lockhart had three catches for 30 yards. And Jameen Martin had a couple catches for 15 yards as well. Fumbles did play a big part. That's what kept Alcorn in it for a while. They caused some chaos. But then when you look at the defensive side, Trey Smalls, Justin Cates, Kean Howard, man, these guys were getting after him. Stephen Davis Jr. and Joseph Stuckey. Najee Reams, once again, big-time free safety. And Israel Spivey, they were all on it. They were on it. And like I said, Celebration Bowl, to celebrate the things they were celebrating and just celebrating football, college football in general, I think they knocked it out of the park. 108 points. I mean, wow. Like I said, I hope to be back next year. Hopefully the schedule's clear to where I can do that, because I absolutely enjoyed it. And it was great. Just overall, it was great. Now, I want to finish the FCS talk right here, as I want to tell you that North Dakota State 42, Montana State 14. North Dakota State is a machine. I'm here to tell you. So, North Dakota State is going to move on to the final. This was a semifinal. And Weber State 14, James Madison 30. That is going to set up the big matchup that we will talk more about next week, because it is on January 11th in Frisco, Texas, at the Toyota Stadium, the FCS Final. That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. But I just wanted to get that out there, and we will talk more about that as it goes. And yes, we will do 2 weeks worth of bowl matchups right now. Let's go to the FBS. Buffalo 31, Charlotte 9. Buffalo ends up with the big victory in the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl. Utah State 41, Kent State 51 in the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. These were all the kickoffs a couple Fridays ago. In the New Mexico Bowl, you had San Diego State 48, Central Michigan 11. San Diego State with the big victory on that one. Let's see. Liberty 23, Georgia Southern 16 in the FBC Mortgage Cure Bowl. Yeah. Eagles didn't fare so well. Liberty, who was just an FCS team a couple years ago, has recently moved up, and boy, they got some opportunities in front of them. And they're a good team. Not just because they won, they're a good team. SMU 28, FAU 52 in the Cherubundi Boca Raton Bowl. I told you to take FAU, even though they did not have Lane Kiffin, who has since moved on to Ole Miss. Those guys can play. We'll see if they can keep up that momentum next year. I think that would be great if they do. The Camellia Bowl was Florida International 26, Arkansas State 34. Arkansas State, the Razorbacks, or not the Razorbacks, Arkansas State with the big victory in that one. Boise State 7, Washington 38 in the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl. First of all, I hope you enjoyed Las Vegas. Second of all, Washington is one of those teams. They're really, really on a good run the last couple years. And next year, we might be talking about them in the top four. And to finish out the Saturday slate from a couple weeks ago, Appalachian State 31, UAB 17 in the RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl. So, if you were keeping up, let me pull that up real quick. We're going to keep a running tally on this. Georgia Southern with the loss, Arkansas State with the win, App State with the win. Up to, these are as of December 21st. Sunbelt 2-1 in bowl games. We'll get to their other one here in a minute. Because they have had a couple teams in. They've got a couple more coming up. Then the last Monday, a couple Mondays ago, game, Marshall 25, UCF 48. Central Florida really, really laid the hammer here. And that was the Bad Boy Motors Gasparilla Bowl. How did I forget that one? That's one of the cooler sounding ones. Maybe they got a free lawnmower. That moved us to Tuesday the 24th, Christmas Eve. Hawaii 38, BYU 34. The Warriors hang on. Huge, huge victory. You know, I like to follow Arizona State. I like to follow Hawaii. They're kind of my late Saturday addictions, especially usually get home from a game. Their games are usually on. Good football. Good programs. That was the SoFi Hawaii Bowl with the Warriors' big victory there. In the Walk-Ons Independence Bowl, Louisiana Tech 14, Miami Goose Egg. Yeah, Miami's got some problems, and they need to get those figured out. Pittsburgh 34, Eastern Michigan 30. Pitt with the victory there. Shout out to Pitt alum and what was it? Top 40 under 40 or top 30 under 30. Good friend of the show. Cody Elias. That was the Quick Lane Bowl 4. That one. Big Pitt victory there, right? Right. North Carolina 55, Temple 13. That was the Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman. That just sounds like a fun bowl, the Military Bowl. What a great way to just pay homage to things. 55-13, North Carolina victory in that one. Michigan State 27, Wake Forest 21, and the New Era Pinstripe Bowl, of course, has played in Yankee Stadium. That sounds like a fun place to play a bowl game. in the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. Texas A&M 24, Oklahoma State 21. You had Iowa 49, USC West 24 in the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. Sounds cool. Maybe they give you a loan. Start you an account. Although, if there's a bowl where you might get cool swag, this next one, and wait for it, this next one might be one of my favorites. In the Cheez-It Bowl. In the Cheez-It Bowl. Boxes and boxes of Cheez-Its, probably. Washington State 21. Air Force 31. Always good when military teams win. Except for when they play Georgia State. That moved us to the Saturday games. This past Saturday. Memphis 39. Penn State 53. Nittany Lions with good victory there in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Got to see a lot of that game. That was a good game. Until Penn State pulled away. Notre Dame 33, Iowa State 9 in the Camping World Bowl. Pretty sure that one's in Orlando, so I hope the guys enjoyed the parks and everything down there with that one. That leads me to the semifinals for the FBS. Oklahoma 28. LSU 63 in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Wow. Wow. This was kind of close early, and then LSU remembered, oh, wait, we can score whenever we want. And it's not because Oklahoma's bad. No. Oklahoma's a great team. They just had nothing for LSU. And, you know, it brings up the rumors. Oklahoma coach, does he think about the pros now? I think he's staying there. Honestly, I do. I think he's staying there. Let's see. That being said, that got us to the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. Clemson 29, Ohio State 23. It was not without controversy. There always is, seems to be, especially with Buckeye games. But hey, Buckeyes fans, I don't want to hear it. Because as a Michigan fan, I do distinctly remember a first down call that you guys got that helped you pick up a victory. So, Ohio State, no. You are a great team. And, you know, you didn't really miss a beat. Without Urban. So, Ohio State, you're still going to be back in it. You're just not in the final this week. Or this year. Now, let's get into some more action. Was it Monday? It was on Monday. Western Kentucky 23, Western Michigan 20. In the ServPro First Responder Bowl. Once again, it's a great bowl. Mississippi State 28, Louisville 38 in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. That'd be fun. That'd probably in, I think it's in Nashville. Nashville's a great city, emerging city. Lots of cool stuff. Hoping to add it to my list this year. Cal 35, Illinois 20 in the Red Box Bowl. Get a lot of free movies and streaming there. That'd be cool. The Capital One Orange Bowl. You probably get a free credit account. Florida 36, Virginia 28. On Tuesday, of course, that would be yesterday. Virginia Tech 30, Kentucky 37 in the Belk Bowl. I know you get cool stuff for that one. I know people that have been to that one. These swag bags, fantastic. Florida State 14, Arizona State 20 in the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. I wasn't on the cereal bowl, but that's great, just great. Navy 20, Kansas State 17 in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. I get a free set of wipers and a oil filter. Could be good. Let's see. Utah 10, Texas 38 in the Valero Alamo Bowl. And yes, I did not really skip, but glossed over one. Wyoming 38, your Georgia State Panthers 17 in the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. This thing was real close early, and it was actually close towards the end. The score makes it look like it was a lot more. Georgia State had a couple things here and there, some little snafus, little blips on the map, so to say, where some special teams things, just little minor, I don't really call them mistakes, just little minor things that can go either way, and they just didn't fall their way. Dan Ellington in his final game, he was emotional at the end, as he should be. Because this is a guy that tore his ACL 2 months ago, and he's been playing ever since. That's just Dan. He ended up 13 for 26 for 156 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Felt like the interception, he rushed a little bit. He was getting pressure. They did knock him around a lot. At one point, I believe the true freshman Harvey had to come in and take a snap, because Dan had twisted his knee up, and he never took his helmet off. He went over there, got checked out, come right back in. Once again, Dan Ellington, everybody. He also had 14 carries for 70 yards and a touchdown. He had a just beautiful, beautiful 29-yard touchdown scamper. For somebody with a torn ACL, you wouldn't have known it. Trey Barnett finishes with 15 carries, 64 yards, and a lot of rushing titles. I wish him all the best as well. All these seniors, man. These, I've been there for all 4 years of these seniors. So, it's good to see all these young men develop and evolve, and I look forward to the things they're going to do in the future. Destin Coates ended up 7 carries, 59 yards, and Devin Gentry had a carry for 6 yards. In the receiving department, you had Cornelius McCoy, 5 catches, 78 yards, and a touchdown. Roger Carter, 3 catches, 43 yards there. We're going to miss some of these guys for sure. Devin Gentry, 3 catches for 32 yards. And Trey Barnett had a couple catches for 3 yards there. But when you look at the play of the Quavian Whites, the Trey John Stephen McQueen, he ended up with just a masterful sack. Just unbelievable. Cedric Stone, Terry Thomas. You guys know these guys. But Dungy and Jones and Crawford. Just to see the players that are not only there, but the ones that have been here and the ones that are coming in. When you see this crop that are coming in, you're just like, this outstanding young men and athletes. And I'm not one of those that automatically, as soon as you lose your last game, you look to the next year. I very much still appreciate everything that happened this year with this team. But when you look into next year, holy cow, this is going to be an outstanding, fun team to watch. Absolutely. Fun team to watch. Well, that's all the games that have happened up until right now. Make sure to catch up on all those. I'm going to quickly preview and give my picks for all the games coming up, because a couple of them kick off in about an hour. I will be traveling to a destination where we will have multiple games on, including the Winter Classic, which is NHL for you college people who may not know about the Winter Classic. It is an outdoor hockey game. It's fantastic. Games coming up. Let's start with the one in a couple minutes. In the Verbo, or VRBO, Citrus Bowl, my Michigan Wolverines, because, yes, you guys know I'm a Michigan fan, too, Michigan Wolverines versus the Alabama Crimson Tide. That is a 1 p.m. kickoff on ABC. Alabama is favored by 7. Probably should be 5 or 6, but 7's fine. I'm homering out. You guys know I homer out. Because I pick Alabama a lot during the year. But take my Michigan Wolverines. I just feel like Alabama might be a little deflated, a little flat to start with, because they felt like maybe they had a case to be in the top four. I don't think they did. And they'll probably be playing without Tua. And if he is playing, he's banged up. I'm pretty sure he's done. And a couple of their players have already bowed out. The other 1 o'clock game is on ESPN. That is the Minnesota Golden Gophers versus the Auburn Tigers in the Outback Bowl. Get yourself a Bloomin' Onion, watch that one. Auburn is favored by 7. Okay. I could see that, but take Minnesota. Take the Golden Gophers. Also today, Oregon versus Wisconsin, 5 p.m. ESPN start on that one. Wisconsin is favored by 3 as the Rose Bowl presented by Northwestern Mutual. I guess I'm going Big Ten today or something, because I'm telling you right now, take Wisconsin. And then later tonight, game a lot of you guys will probably watch. University of Georgia, the Bulldogs will face the Baylor. What are they, the Bears? They're going to face Baylor, 8:45, ESPN. UGA is favored by 5.5. This is the All-State Sugar Bowl. I don't know. I want to pick Georgia. But usually in games like this, they come out a little flat sometimes because they're not playing for something big. Even though Sugar Bowl is pretty dang big. You guys can hate on me later. I'll take Baylor. Let's see. Tomorrow, Boston College versus Cincinnati. 3 p.m. start on that one. Where is that particular? There we go. That is the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl. Take Cincinnati in that one. They are favored by 7. I don't know if they necessarily went by that, but take Cincinnati in that one. That is on ESPN. That's what I was looking for. ESPN is going to have that one. And then in part of their doubleheader, ESPN is also going to show at 7 o'clock Indiana, the Hoosiers versus the Tennessee Volunteers. That is the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. Tennessee is a 2.5-point favorite. I don't know how. But give me the Volunteers. Why not? On Friday, Ohio versus Nevada. The alma mater of one Colin Kaepernick. 3:30 p.m. start on ESPN there. Ohio is favored by 8 in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. This will be fun. Give me Ohio. Saturday, Southern Miss versus Tulane, 11:30 a.m. on ESPN. Tulane is favored by 7. That is the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl. Another great bowl. Tulane favored by 7. Look at the record, 7-5, 6-6. I don't know, give me Southern Miss. Give me the underdog there. And then the final game that we'll talk about this week, because the only other game after this would be the national championship, which is a couple weeks away. This coming up Monday, Louisiana versus Miami of Ohio, 7:30 p.m. ESPN. Louisiana is favored by 14. That is the Lending Tree Bowl. Yeah, give me Louisiana on that one. Now, told you guys I would give you a Sun Belt update. So let's do that. And we're 2-1 coming in a minute ago. Because Georgia Southern was the lone loss. Arkansas State won. Appalachian State won. Well, Georgia State lost there. So we're sitting at 2-2 going into Monday, where University of Louisiana at 10-3, Miami, Ohio 8-5. Just told you about the game. We're going to Louisiana. So the Sun Belt can finish 3-2. and all things will be right with the world. That's going to do it for me this week. Shout out to all you guys who tune in each and every week. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Thanks also to everybody here at Impact Media and The Game Plan. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Owls. Go Panthers.